It's one of the most intractable issues in aged care. People under the age of 65 with a disability who have no other option but to live in a nursing home. When the National Disability Insurance Scheme was launched, there was hope it would help young people out of aged care and into specialist disability accommodation. But 3 years into the rollout, figures show only about 1% of young people in nursing homes have the funding they need in their NDIS plans to leave. Social Affairs correspondent Norman Hermont reports.
How are you? Give me a kiss.
Tanya Giorgio is visiting her sister-in-law in an aged care residence in Canberra.
You've been all right today with the voices?
Home for 58-year-old Angelina Giorgio is a room in a locked dementia ward. She's been here for nearly 3 years.
She doesn't have dementia. She's catatonic schizophrenic and she's disabled. You want a bit of water?
Angelina's mental illness has seen her spend much of her life in adult care. She's lived in a nursing home for 7 years. In 2016, staff said due to repeated outbursts, Angelina would have to be moved to the secure dementia unit. She now barely speaks and spends most of her days in bed.
We had nowhere else to take her. We basically just signed her over into the dementia ward, and it's been the worst mistake we've ever made.
It was hoped under the NDIS far fewer younger people would be forced into nursing homes, but new figures reveal the scheme has made little difference. Nearly 2,600 younger people were admitted last year, virtually unchanged since the NDIS launched. Bronwyn Morecambe is with the Young People in Nursing Homes National Alliance.
We've had too many years talking about this problem. There have been many government attempts to do this, but nothing has succeeded to this point.
Of 4,700 young people in nursing homes with NDIS plans, the government says 66, a little over 1%, have money for disability living options out of aged care. That funding is key to leaving. Minister for the NDIS, Stuart Robert, told AM there is an undersupply of disability accommodation, but he said there is more on the way, and a new government action plan will reduce the numbers of young people going into nursing homes.
What did you have for morning tea?
For Angelina Giorgio in the dementia ward, there is hope. She is one of the lucky ones to get funding for disability accommodation in her NDIS plan. Tanya Giorgio hopes Angelina will have a place in a new group home opening later this year.
More has to be done to get these people to be able to have some quality of life. It's just so wrong on every level that we allow these people to come in here and just right away in a bed.
That's Tanya Giorgio, sister-in-law of a nursing home resident, ending that report by Norman Hermont.